In this episode, let's talk about being optimistic. Being optimistic means being hopeful about the future, and even being confident about the future. A lot of being an entrepreneur is being optimistic and looking forward and seeing the bright side of things. Now, that doesn't mean that everything that as an entrepreneur in every phase, it's going to go as planned. As a matter of fact, it's a lot of time quite the opposite. But things not going as planned doesn't necessarily have to affect your optimism. Now, that may sound completely contradictory, but the reality is that you hope for the best and you plan for every possible scenario and outcome. And the most important thing is to realize that being part of entrepreneur is to be able to pivot. So keeping yourself in a state of where you can adjust your mindset, adjust your process, adjust your vision even. Not where it's just haphazard, but when you've got the clear indicators that there is another route to take to achieve your ultimate destination and success, that's what you've got to do. A prime example, as a frequent flyer, and if anyone out there has traveled, especially by plane, you have a ticket, and your ticket has a destination on it. Now, you go to the airport with all intentions of boarding your plane, sitting in your seat, and getting to your destination. And ideally, it's based on the time stamped on that actual ticket. Now, there have been many times that I did not get to my destination, didn't even leave my current destination at the time on the stamp, let alone arrived at my destination. So what does that do? That changes a lot of things. Even like, for example, especially if you have connecting flights. But one of the things that I've learned, especially as a frequent traveler, is the first thing you have to do is get your mind right. Accept the fact that if for whatever reason that plane is not leaving at that particular time, it might be for a very good reason. It could be the weather. It could be the crew. It could be the equipment. And any one of those scenarios, I don't want to get on that plane at that designated time. I am perfectly happy with being rerouted, and even if that means missing my connector. Even if I'm not able to arrive at my destination to do the things that I might have planned in a certain time frame. So what do I do? The more I realize the possibilities of things not going as planned, I'm very careful. Do not wait till the last minute to fly into my destination and to plan something that I need and have to be at on the same date of flight. Don't do it. As a matter of fact, a prime example, all of the cruise lines tell their travelers, do not fly from your home to the point of departure on the same day. You are guaranteed that that flight is going to be delayed. And if that flight's delayed and you're not at that dock, that boat is leaving without you. So think like that frequent traveler. Reset your mindset. Accept that some things, they happen that are out of our control, and it may be ultimately in our best interest that they don't go as planned. Any slight adjustment, it could be, in the case of traveling, a lifesaver. And the same with in business. If things don't go the way you initially planned, you might be saving yourself some heartache, some disappointment, and maybe even some money. But most of all is don't stress yourself. Don't get yourself in a position where you're so focused on things happening one way and one way only. You've got to live by the mantra, there's more than one way to feed a cat. I'll say feed a cat in lieu of other colloquialisms. So that said, keep an open mind, stay nimble, stay flexible, and enjoy the journey. Because it's full of twists and turns, but doesn't mean that your end destination won't be not only what you envision, but even better. That's our topic for today. Stay tuned for more. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.